And on this ugly day in the upper Midwest, almost everybody is in the shop. They're in the office. They're huddled up, kind of out of the elements. Not this guy. Why? Because he's a hardcore Midwesterner. He's out there trying to plant sugar beets today. North Dakota State University and University of Minnesota Extension sugar beet specialist, Dr. Muhammad Khan. Hello, Muhammad.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. It's a nippy day to be planting sugar beets.
It's cool. They say put the seed in a dark, cool place, and guess what? In Moorhead, it's cool and it's dark. So we would like for the soil to be a little bit on the warmer side, but we're in the mid-40s, so we will take it.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, like you said, store the seed in a cool, dark place, and I guess a half inch below or 1 inch below the surface is about as cool.
It's a good place.
Yes, it's cool and dark for sure. Well, the good news, I guess, is from Hillsboro southward, there's a whole bunch of sugar beets in the ground.
Yes, they have. American Crystal has about over 80,000 acres planted, and most of that is, as you said, in the southern areas. In the north, they started, but they need to get some more drying out, and hopefully they will warm up soon so we can get some of that area planted as well.
For sure. Is there any concern at this point with these cool, damp soil conditions that the seed that was planted, you know, in pretty good time frame, mid-April, late April, is there any anxiety about that?
No, we checked most of the growers. They had to start planting after the 11th of April. And at that time, the soil temperature were in the high 30s, about 38 degrees. And when you plant at that soil temperature, it takes about 3 weeks to emerge. And in the Wahpeton area, I've seen some picture of beets there already emerged, because this last weekend, they were already about 52 degrees average daily soil temperature.
Right.
So I think most areas, they were cold. They were, well, let me put it this way. As of Saturday, the range of soil temperature was from about the mid-40s to about 52 degrees. And in the past couple of days, it ranged from about, I would say, 35 to about 45 degrees. So give it another week, and then we'll be back up again.
Yeah. I mean, the pendulum sure has been swinging lately, but it's been swinging to the cool side. So,
yeah, so, no, nothing will happen with the seeds. They will just emerge slower.
Okay, all right, good. Well, how about cover crops? Are there more sugar beets being planted into cover crops these days than in history?
I think so. I know in southern Minnesota, they have a really significant acreage, probably close to 80% of their acres are with cover crops. And in the valley now, we're having more and more of that to help protect the seedlings from wind, and also to help reduce erosion and runoff as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, I know a lot of people like Abby Wick are have been working hard at trying to get producers to use more cover crops. Say, what's the favorite cover crop to plant sugar beets into?
Probably some oats and some rye and some wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends which one is the cheapest. Most of the time, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, right now, all of them are kind of cheap. So.
Yeah, yeah, and availability. Yeah.
Right on. Okay, well, so you're out there trying to plant your research plot this year. And what kind of research are you going to be doing this year, Muhammad?
We're looking at, we have now about at least three new types of seed treatments for controlling rhizoctonia. If you remember the past 2 years, we were really dry at this time. So this year we're wet, hopefully we'll become warmer. And these seed treatments are supposed to give protection when it becomes warm and wet. We're making sure that all of them are safe to use and they are effective. So that's the big thing now for us, trying to better control rhizoctonia, damping off, and then later on in the season, root rot. And later on we will try to target Sarcospora leaf spot.
All right. Well, now with five treatments or five new products out there, so you're trying to find which one is the best or which one maybe has different applications?
Yeah. Some of them are pretty new. This is the fourth year they're going to be out here commercially, so we just want to make sure that they are safe to use with our different production practices.
Yeah, you never know. Everybody's got different, what do they call it, beta testing.
Yes. We just have to make sure that and they're all working well.
Right on. Okay. Let's see. What else, again, without any significant concern about cool and damp and a lot of seed in the ground, or do you have any spring planting tips for producers out there?
If you look at probably past 20, 25 years, today is the ideal date for planting at American Crystal. So if growers can get to plant your beet stem by the end of April, that would be great. If it goes over to early May, that would be fine as well. The longer the growing season, the greater the potential for high yields. So that's what we're looking forward for.
So April 25th, that is the perfect day for planting sugar beets, huh?
Yes, so that's why I'm out there trying to do our bit.
Yeah, well, you're doing the academic approach and trying to do it by the textbook. Well, and it requires a stocking cap and a pair of gloves today, by golly.
Yes, and some weights around your waist.
All right, Gabriel, I'm blowing away. All right, well, we value your valor, and thank you so much for the research that you're doing, and we'll check in on that research. We'll come take a look at it. I know you got some field days coming up and lots of good info that your research that you share with the growers. And doggone it, they listen to you too, Muhammad.
You're smart, right? Smarter than us.
So true. And Mike Metzger down in Mindac said that's why they call it research, because you get to do it over and over again.
Yes. I'm always trying to find something new.
That's right. Okay. Muhammad, thank you very much for the afternoon. Stay warm out there, and thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you, and have a good day, sir.
You the same. Thank you.